There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please do enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. You can create the content that you see on the front page that was put there by listeners like you and voted on. You can vote up what you like, down what you don't. Go there, get interactive, do it all for free at freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian. We also have Dave Ridley joining us. Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Thanks for being here from RidleyReport.com. And, of course, Mark, you're here too.
Yeah, I am.
Coming up here tonight, it is the live Memorial Day edition. We talked a lot, though, about Memorial Day on Saturday, so I don't really want to recover or retread a lot of that that same ground, at least, you know, as far as where we're coming from. We always bring stuff to talk about. So I can't say I really have any other Memorial Day-related stuff, but I do have stories about Amtrak, which you don't really hear about Amtrak very much. In this case, it's police harassment of people who are riding Amtrak. Now, there's no shortage of police harassment stories out there, but
it almost surprises me. I would have thought of, like, when I think of Amtrak, I think of an expensive ticket, right? Like, generally, my experience is it costs more to use Amtrak than it does.
Than a plane?
Yeah.
Really?
It generally does. You got to kind of be in it. It has to be the right distance and that sort of thing for it to make sense.
Have you ridden on an Amtrak?
Yep, I have. I also would love to take one down to Florida, take their auto car thing down to Florida. But
is that where you drive your car onto the train?
Yeah, you could do that in Washington, D.C., and then get off in, like, Orlando.
The benefit there would be you'd have your car with you when you got there, as opposed to paying for a plane ticket where you then have to rent one.
Yeah, but the benefit of driving a car down there, as opposed to if I start in Washington, D.C. and drive down to Orlando, it's going to cost me significantly less to go there, and I'm going to get there more quickly. So
you're stopping constantly with a train?
Yeah, this just train just takes longer. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of stops and that sort of thing. So you have to really kind of want it, you know. And I guess I haven't wanted it badly enough to pay the extra money and spend the extra time. Plus, if you've got a family, you've got to get basically a berth inside the train as opposed to, you know, sitting in a car where you can, you know, pack all your stuff up and that kind of thing.
What about you, Dave Ridley? Have you ridden on Amtrak?
I don't have a single Amtrak anecdote to share, but I did ride the trains in Croatia a lot when I was there in the 90s.
Are they government trains?
Yeah, well, probably. Yeah. This was when Croatia was at its second worst that it's ever been in history, right? They did horrible things during those times. But the police on the trains, they only appeared at the border. If I was at a border, there'd be a police, and they seemed to be pretty nice. They were nice to the Bosnian refugees that I was with, and they never bothered anyone anywhere else that I ever was, you know. And people actually used the trains. There were people. They were full of people, you know. So it was actually serving a purpose. I bet those Amtrak. Do you even have people in them?
That's a good question, Mark. Was it busy when you were riding the Amtrak?
It didn't start out busy, but it got pretty busy between New York and Washington, D.C. That's what their biggest run.
Okay. So here's a story from TheAtlantic.com. Two recent articles about the Drug Enforcement Administration harassing Amtrak passengers have elicited responses from a number of Atlantic readers. Hey, they've more or less written, I've been harassed aboard Amtrak, too. For those who missed the earlier stories, they summarize here, and they link to them. The DEA took $16,000 from Joseph Rivers, and they harassed mathematician Aaron Huser and appear to have illegally searched his bag. The DEA is mentioned again in what follows, though other stories concern different law enforcement organizations. The common theme is the harassment of innocent people without probable cause to think that they're doing anything illegal. As Brian Doherty noted at Reason, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Gendarme?
I met Brian.
Gendarme? Is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
The gendarme bothering innocent travelers. It's another name for cop, I think. On Trains was a stock trope of movies and books about malign European regimes, and now it's a regular feature of train travel in the United States of America. You said, Mark, during the break, I think, that they brought a dog on when you were on the train.
It's true. They walked a dog down the aisle and, just kind of Walked a dog down. I can tell you the guy I was sitting next to, he's actually a senior staffer for a senator.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, God, I hate when they do this. He basically said, I hate cops. You know,
oh, interesting.
He didn't say that, but, you know.
I bet you the guy he works for likes cops and has probably voted for these kind of things.
I don't know the answer to that.
The incident of harassment weighed on one reader for many years. Here's this one of the stories. I'm still very disturbed by an event much like yours that happened more than 2 decades ago. I still feel so violated and was approached exactly in the same way as others in your story. I had a sleeper car as I was going from Austin to Los Angeles. Mine happened in Arizona, don't remember exactly where, but I was finally told when I tried to repeatedly ask why I was being harassed is that I matched a description of a drug dealer.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty common thing to say. Here's a couple of things police say. They say there's been a complaint in the area, mm-hmm. and they say that you matched the description of somebody else. And many times...
You can't challenge that.
Well, you can't on the spot... What we'll find out is later when, you know, when these things hit the news, usually they don't hit the news because the person just says, okay, whatever, man, do what you gotta do. But sometimes when they do, you know, for instance, they shoot the guy because he acted strangely, you'll find that the description they're talking about is like nothing like this other person. You know, the description was for a white guy. It's a black guy or whatever. I mean, it can be so far off. This is just crap they say.
And this is so many more missed opportunities. How many of these people are getting video? It always seems like the average
American...
Well,
this was 20 years ago, this guy.
Oh, 20 years. I thought it was 20
years.
We'll give
him a break.
Okay, all right.
But some of these are going to be
newer. But it's happening recently, and people are, where are the videos? Where is the video? If you don't get video, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, basically, or at least audio.
Yeah, I agree with that, David Lee. And, of course, now there's no excuse not to have video, especially with the ubiquitous cell phone that almost every one of them has a video function at some level. So
people are just so busy being sheeple, they're afraid to pull the phone. And, of course, I actually might be afraid to pull a phone out of my pocket, too, in some circumstances, because the police might think it's a firearm if they're already on
you.
Where
is that?
But, I mean, I had a martial arts guy who used to tell me the fight doesn't start when the first punch is thrown. It starts when someone's in your face. You know, and when the police are starting to walk up to you, a civic conflict has begun. It's time
to
get your phone out and participate in that civic conflict by getting video and putting it on YouTube.
Excellent advice. It never hurts to stop down. We'll continue his story to recommend some specific tools. Bambuser is the tool that I use personally on my smartphone. Now, if you don't have a smartphone, then you might want to consider investing into a small video camera that you can carry with you, because I don't think all the dumb phones have a video feature. I suspect many of them still do not.
Well, then you can call one of the Porcupine 411 numbers.
If you live in New Hampshire. But,
well, there's a lot of other states that have them now.
That's true. Well, I don't know if it's a lot, but there are at least a couple of other places that have Porcupine 411, which is a phone number you can call and leave a message, and then that message is distributed out to recipients. How well used those other systems are, I don't know. I know that even Port 411 has had some, I think, fallen to some level of disuse over the years, simply because there are just some people who are frustrated with the amount of messages being left there that they didn't consider to be useful. But I still use it. I still get those
messages. I unsubscribed for that reason.
You did.
Yeah, it's crazy people leaving messages in many cases. I'm sorry, I just don't have any interest in it.
Yeah, to me, if that happens, I'll just, you know, skip the message. To me, it's important to listen to those in case somebody needs some help.
Your dedication is entirely different, and many of them are across the state. You know, I mean, you're not talking about stuff in my town. I'm a volunteer firefighter. I go to people's problems on a relatively regular basis, mm-hmm. but what that was a lot of noise to me.
Well, anyway, if you want to learn more about Pork 411, you can go to porcupine411.com, and they'll tell you how to get signed up if you want to create one for your area, and it's a really useful tool, I think. Do you still get them, David Lee?
I go to porcupine411.com to listen to them.
So you go
I don't
on
get them
your
on email.
Own.
They just stopped coming to my email for some reason, and I never repaired the break.
All right, so of the three in the studio, I am the only one who receives these messages as they are distributed.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get them back on email again, though.
I think it's worth it, because there are people that sometimes need help, and they'll put it out there, and you know, the more people we have listening to it, the more likely those people are going to get help. Anyway, it was this lady writing here again 2 decades ago. At that time, she was a 30-something female traveling alone with luggage that she had in her room because she had a room. And I was told, she says, that if I didn't cooperate and let them search me, that they would arrest me and take me off the train. That sounds like a lie, because you can't be arrested for not consenting to a search, right? So that's just, they're lying to you to get you to give them consent for a search.
And this is one of the things is that many people will hearken back to when police were better. I'm not sure they ever were better. I'm just pretty sure we didn't have video of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's easier to get the stories now about the bad cops because we can jump over mainstream media's heads and do create our own media. So when somebody does get video, as Dave is suggesting, they don't have to go through the mainstream media gatekeepers to get that video out. So that's why it may seem like things are worse now. 855 453. More coming up.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the airwaves on this live Memorial Day edition of the show at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to talk about something related to this particular holiday or whatever is on your mind. It goes here. If you dial in and join us, also you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request over via Skype, and we'll approve it once we notice it coming in. And then at that point, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype, and you'll sound great almost all the time compared to a regular phone line.
FortGalt.com. What they're doing down in Chile is they're building this, some freedom lovers, folks that are entrepreneurs, freedom lovers, into collaboration. They're creating this condominium complex. It's small on the basis of a condominium complex because it has small units, but they have big plans. What they're doing is just creating a great deal of sort of shared spaces, you know, restaurant, coffee shop, business center, where people of like mind can get together and work. So they'll have you'll own your own sleeping unit, basically. And they're as little as $10,000 for these units. And you don't have to have it all at once, by the way. You can sort of pay an they have the sort of installment thing so that you're not taking risk up ahead, because it isn't yet actually been built. I did get to talk to Luke, who's one of the organizers. He came to Bensonwood, which is just down the road here from Keene, New Hampshire, and they're building very high-end looking stuff. Go check it out. I think you'll really love what you see there. At the very least, you should be informed on it. It's fortgalt.com. They've got a great video and a great website to look at. Galt is spelled G-A-L-T, so it's F-O-R-T, Fort, G-A-L-T.com, FortGalt.com.
All right, our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. We're sharing with you some stories from the rails. TheAtlantic.com is talking about police harassment on Amtrak. Now, we've had plenty of police harassment stories here on Free Talk Live. There's no shortage of those. But I can't say we've really ever had too many of them that have happened on Amtrak. That doesn't mean they aren't happening.
It happened for people taking pictures of trains. We used to get a lot of those. That for some reason or another, people...
Terrorists.
Yeah, you're a terrorist if you're taking pictures of choo-choos. Now, you got to consider that there are a lot of people that are really into trains. Mostly males, mostly a bit older, but, some younger ones too. Little boys. And older guys, they can be really into trains, and they want to take pictures. They want to know about them. I was walking down the trail behind my house, a couple of years ago, and they were asking that trail used to be a railroad line, and there was a couple on it, and they were asking me about sort of trains in the area, and I'm like, I don't know really much about it or what this rail line used to be or anything like that. I do hear a train every once in a while at night, and I don't know which one it is, and he told me which one it was. So, he knows what train it is that makes noise at my house, and I didn't know.
It makes sense that something would be wrong with the trains, right? We're living Atlas Shrugged right now.
And that the main trains are a big part of Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah, I guess the details, the downfall of the train, the rail lines and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of detailing the downfall, I've actually got a story about the decline of newspapers, which is kind of a fascinating subject we've been following for years here on Free Talk Live. I want to get into that, but let's read some more of the stories here from TheAtlantic.com of people's experiences on Amtrak. Now, the first one we read was from 20 years ago, but some of these are more recent. They've been getting emails. They ran a couple of stories recently over at The Atlantic about one man who had the DEA steal $16,000 from him while on an Amtrak. And
that's going to kind of make you mad.
Yeah, and then they also harassed a mathematician who appeared to have, and they appeared to have illegally searched his bag. Here's another reader who had some cash taken. He says, I quit using Amtrak due to a 4 a.m. search and robbery of $300 in cash. Thank God for traveler's checks, he says, by cops in Buffalo. Good luck with your story. It's nice to see the rest of the country finally getting it. There has been a police state, a profit-driven one, rising in this country due to drug prohibition. And, of course, that's absolutely true. That's, the number one reason why these searches are happening on Amtrak trains. It's not so much for terrorism. It's certainly for catching drug dealers and people with drugs.
I think what we've got here is that situation where a line is easier to attack than a point, right? Because when you're at your home or at your job, you're sort of at a point. But the line that you take to get there, they can intercept you anywhere along that line and pick the place. And with a train, it's even worse because they know where it's going to stop. They know
can't avoid it.
They can do all kinds of things while it's still in motion if they want to.
Right. So
it's the ultimate line, and lines are dangerous strategically. Some points are better, especially points that are moving randomly, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's
I think you're absolutely right, because if they stopped travelers in their cars, there'd be an incredible amount of pressure over that, especially like on the interstate. So if you're talking about sort of state-to-state interstate travel, this is a really great place to mess with people is on the trains, because you have all the time you
need. They're a captive audience. And also,
even TSA doesn't do that.
Well, yeah, and that's a great point. And also, look at what happens with the DUI checkpoints here in Manchester, or in Manchester, New Hampshire. There was one just this past weekend on Friday night. 30 to 40 activists came out to respond to this checkpoint, which means that they're spreading out. They're all over, you know, this area where the checkpoint is. They'll go up to the street, the turn-off street before the checkpoint. They'll hold signs saying, you know, police checkpoint ahead, turn now. You know, if you want to avoid this thing, they'll signal to people and, you know, wave them down and
stop. They've got a big laser light sign that they can put on the side of a building if they need to.
This is pretty powerful because, you know, over the years, everyone is looking at these numbers going up, you know, and I was looking at
the numbers of
some of the images from the numbers of activists at the checkpoint, the Manchester checkpoint. I was just looking at some of the pictures from that checkpoint. I was thinking, wow, the police are seeing these pictures too, and they've got to be kind of unhappy about this.
The police used to, I haven't heard this this accusation in a while, but the Manchester police used to consider this Free State Project to be a gang. The terminology that they used.
They supposedly had non-gang in parentheses next to it, but they have an entry when you're getting booked at the police department. And I don't know if it was just Manchester or if this is statewide, Mark, but we heard about it happening in Manchester, where they have a gang selection officer. So sort of like they're selecting your height, they're selecting your, you know, the color of your eyes when they're booking you. And then one of those things is gang affiliation. And so under gang affiliation, they had Free Stater within parentheses and then said non-gang in parentheses.
Yeah, that's what they tried to get. That's what the cops get, or the enforcement officers get at a jail for trying to categorize everything. Not everybody fits into a category.
So
I can understand why they would want a category like that. I mean, Free Staters, there's different types of them, but they fit into some categories.
They definitely want to create files and information about Free Staters. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the cops here in Keene are well briefed on the Free State Project participants. Chris Cantwell, for instance, has had cops call him by his first name, who he's never seen or talked to before.
Yeah.
So obviously they know who he is, and that means somebody has told them about him. Whether they're doing their own research on their own or not is another question. But it was interesting. Chris
was
talking. It's
unlikely they're going home and doing their own research. They probably
Some of them are.
Some of them are, certainly.
He talked to one cop recently who's a listener of Chris Cantwell's podcast. So that's one of the things I love about this, because that happened with us, too, when we moved here to Keene years ago. I went on a police ride-along, and the cop who we were riding along with said he was a listener of Free Talk Live. So I love it. I think it's great that the police are listening and
watching.
That was
what, 08?
Yeah, something like that, 07, 08, somewhere in that range. Our toll-free number tonight, that video still is online. If you want to go and check it out, just search for Keene Police Ride-Along on YouTube. It's multiple parts, and it's really good, I think. There's more coming up here in moments. We've got enough time for you if you want to share your thoughts. Maybe you've been harassed on Amtrak, or you just want to talk about whatever police interactions you've had. DUI checkpoints, maybe you've helped with those too. Free Talk Live.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armor's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back with more Free Talk Live. Maybe you've been harassed while on a train or elsewhere. You can talk about wherever the police have harassed you, but specifically we're focusing on Amtrak stories right now. The Atlantic.com recently published a couple of stories about police harassing customers on Amtrak, and that, of course, resulted in people sending in their own stories. So there is no shortage of those. We'll get into a few more of those. Then on the way, the decline of newspapers. Plus, Dave Ridley wants to talk about jury outreach and the sort of explosion that has happened on that front here in New Hampshire recently. That's all on the way. Of course, you can join us here. We're live on this Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. You know, you get a day off like a lot of people do on a day like today here, Memorial Day, and you know, sometimes you run out of things that you can do. It's a great time to kick back with a magazine. But wait, magazines are kind of having trouble in the print world, at least. We'll talk about newspapers here in a moment. They're having difficulty, too. But there are new digital versions of magazines available. This is kind of the new hip way of consuming magazines. It allows for magazine content to be augmented with digital bonuses, extra photos and videos and things like that. And Next Issue is a really neat product that I've been using here to read through magazines. There are over 100 150 magazines available on the Next Issue app. And we're talking about big names, everything from ESPN to Sports Illustrated, Men's Health, Esquire, Car and Driver. A myriad of different magazines are available here. People, Entertainment Weekly, I've got Consumer Reports is in my list of magazines that I've been reading. And I was just looking at Wired, actually, a moment ago. They've got an article in this month's Wired, which just came out. All right, when I say this month, I mean June, because that's how the magazine business works. They release their next month during the previous month.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, in the June issue of Wired, there's a guide about podcasting. It's Gearhead is what it's called, and on the air. So they're giving podcast equipment recommendations, suggestions as to, you know, what kind of microphones and other things you might need if you wanted to start your own podcast. So that's just one example of a lot of different content that you can grab in the Next Issue app, and you can go and try it out for free with a $15 savings that gets you in for a free month over at nextissue.com/FTL. There's no commitments. You can cancel at any time. And you sign up today for your free trial with nextissue.com/FTL. It's your favorite magazines available to you anytime, anywhere. You can eliminate the clutter on your nightstand or in your closet or your bathroom. You know, the old stack of magazines where you just throw the old magazine when you're done with it. And one of the cool things about Next Issue is it actually can be shared. Your account, your one account that you have, can be shared with up to five people. So you're not just buying for you. You can actually buy this for, you know, your loved ones as well. And it's all the same account. Plans start as low as $9.99 per month. You get access to over 150 magazines. So it's kind of like the Netflix for magazines. It's available for iPad, iPhone, Android tablet, and smartphone. So whatever smartphone device you have, this will probably work for you.
Well, you could buy it as a Christmas gift almost.
Absolutely.
For yourself, and then give the extra freebie parts to others. That's a nice cheap
it's a great deal. And, you know, if you think about it, you break down the numbers, the plans start at $9.99 a month, so that's like the price of two magazines at the newsstand. And you get 150 plus here with nextissue.com/FTL. Go get signed up for your free trial today. You got nothing to lose here. Nextissue.com/FTL. Back to more Amtrak stories, interactions with the police. This is somebody traveling from Amtrak or on Amtrak from Chicago to Toronto says the train was boarded by U.S. Customs agents who proceeded to take me and my luggage off the train into a small shed where everything was searched. The train actually waited during this time.
Oh, jeez.
And I was the only one taken off the train. I had been riding with the rest of the economy passengers and not in a sleeper car. After a 15-minute search, I was told to go back on the train. I then stated that I thought it was unfair that I had been singled out, and they told me that it was because I was from California. Another reader was questioned in Nevada. I just read your article about the DEA harassing people on Amtrak. Here's my story. I took the California Zephyr from Chicago to San Francisco in April 2014. Shortly after departing Reno, a man with a badge identified himself as with the DEA. He asked to see my ticket, where I was headed, and why. He asked where my bags were, and I told him I had one with me and two more on the lower level. He asked to search my backpack, and I consented. He didn't care about all my other bags. For most of the 52-hour train ride, those bags were unattended and out of sight, but largely available to all of the passengers. Even if he searched and found a moderate amount of drugs in my bags, how does he prove they're mine? This may be why he was unconcerned. I did not see him ask any questions of anyone else in the car. I was young, 30, white male, traveling alone.
That's the other thing. People are so helpless. Americans seem to be so helpless when they're confronted by a bureaucrat. When a bureaucrat asks you a question, your response, you don't have to do a lot of thinking. It's just, am I required to answer your questions?
That's always a good question. It never hurts to ask a question back. I mean, obviously, you can keep your mouth shut. You could always say, and this is probably one of the smartest ways to go about it, is to say, well, now you have to do actually retain your right to remain silent.
Yeah.
So I would like to use my right to remain silent. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, you
can shut up. But if you do want to speak, I think your approach is a good one.
There's a reason why they let the Fifth Amendment into the Constitution when they were building it, right? They figured it probably wouldn't hurt the government very much, and it doesn't, because when you plead the Fifth, you or at least in the in a context of a police encounter, you've sort of given up a key weapon. Your voice is a weapon. It's very valuable. And if you completely give it up, you've surrendered a lot of territory.
Well, and they are going to use it against you as well.
But if you're only asking questions, it's fairly difficult. And if you only ask a couple, it's going to be fairly difficult for them to find something there to incriminate you with.
Excellent advice. And combining that with what you said earlier, Dave, to record video and then ask those questions on video. That way you can get everything on the record because, you know, you don't want them saying you said something you didn't say. You know, just fabricating something completely to go after you for later on.
They can do it. I mean, you know, they can do it.
Well, we know from testimony at Rich Paul's trial with the FBI that when the FBI is interrogating people, they don't record those interrogations. So
that's the FBI. A lot of police organizations do. The FBI certainly should.
Yeah, I don't know which ones do and don't. All I'm saying is you certainly can't count on them to provide the objective recording of that. You need to be the one who does that. Here's another one. I use Amtrak as often as I can. When I read your article, I was shocked because I also went through a series of incidents. My job used to be as a paid political operative. Basically, I beat Republicans for a living. I would always try to go by sleeper car because your meals are included and the bathroom facilities are much better. Plus, the quiet calmed my nerves. When I moved home to Arkansas from West Virginia in 2000 and again in 2005 from Milwaukee to Little Rock, I had similar interrogation scenes. Why was I traveling with so many bags unchecked, etc.? Well, I'm moving home. Hello. When you're a staffer, it's more than clothes. You live on site. Because of fundraising, campaigns sometimes don't pay you until a month in. When you win, you're often paid in cash. I had snooping conductors wanting to know what was in my boxes and bags. I showed them because, honestly, I had nothing to hide, but I felt intimidated.
Yeah, that's what that guy gets for helping authoritarians in Washington or wherever he was.
Oh, well, now, what do you say, Dave Ridley, to this excuse that, well, I had nothing to hide, so I might as well just show him all my stuff?
Well, you do have something to hide. Everyone has their Social Security number to hide, for instance, no matter how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has something else to hide that's perfectly good, but someone else might think it's bad, right? No one is capable of being an open book safely.
Yeah, that's true. And you don't really know what you need to hide. There's so many things.
You can't know what's in there, yeah.
Right. Well, there's so many things that are, that are illegal now that you may not realize are illegal. And then, you just got caught with one of those things, whatever it was. And that's because you consented to the search. Now, of course, I suspect. Now, I don't know, though. I don't know how different Amtrak is from, like, the airplane. Obviously, you know, an airline, you've got to go through the search to get on the plane. Searches don't tend to happen after you go through the checkpoint, but they can. They can pull you aside, and they have actually happened to me.
Yeah. We took a trip where you were somehow...
More than one trip, actually.
Yeah, blackballed, and they shook us down on every leg.
Yeah, I've been blacklisted, and they would actually check the... They would actually search people randomly, I'm putting quotes around that, air quotes, at the line to actually get on the plane.
And I have this theory, too, that a certain type of resistance with just the right demeanor, authorities will respect you a lot more for that than they will for helping them out or doing what you're told.
Yeah, I
respect
think
and
right.
like.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We got one more comment, one more story from Amtrak, and your thoughts are certainly welcome on Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences. cases, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the live Memorial Day edition of the program. That's right. We don't take time off on this program. We are here 7 nights a week. As many of 365 days a year as possible. The only way we would not be on generally is if for some reason we, you know, can't get a board op to come in, which we almost always can. So we're here. And thanks to, by the way, thank you to Genesis Communications Network for continuing to provide us with even holiday live programs.
That's right.
Glad to be here.
We've been on the air every day for many years.
That's right. So you can join us here on the air at 855-450-FREE. We've got more from the Amtrak world with multiple stories from people about them being harassed on Amtrak trains. We're going to continue that here in a moment. But first, we go to James. He's in Kalamazoo, Michigan, listening via TuneIn. Hello, James. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dave Ridley, and Mark.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Hi there.
First off, I was really excited to hear that Dave Ridley was going to be on. And, Dave, I just want to let you know that no fewer than three people here in the Kalamazoo area were inspired to become activists simply because of you. So I just wanted to say, you're known. So,
Dave Ridley is a phenomenon. Thanks. And I've got to say, I'm, you know, so grateful that he's here in New Hampshire and cranking out the content that he does over at RidleyReport.com. There are more people, Dave. I don't know. There may be more people who've come here than because of you than Free Talk Live.
That would be saying something. But yeah, I think it's all about the clicking, you know, the ability to click on things that are in the video or to get from that video. Because when people watch one of these videos, they're already on the internet. Mm-hmm. And so many people who listen to Free Talk Live are driving, and it's harder to take action while
that's
you're driving.
Point.
Maybe that's the difference. But I definitely have, I mean, a tiny fraction of the audience of what you have. It's probably a 1% of what what you guys. I only have like 22,000 subscribers.
It's hard though to. I mean, you probably whoop our butt when it comes to subscribers. I mean,
on YouTube.
Well, not just on YouTube, but on audio. I mean, we don't have more than 2,000 to 3,000downloads per show.
Maybe it's the number of hits is much lower than the number of people that actually hear it is much lower.
That's true. We have radio stations, over 150 radio stations, so the number of ears listening, we've got more of those. But as far as like dedicated people who are subscribing to your content, we were just actually looking at this the other day. We had a wine tasting event, actually. Dave, you were there for this, and we had talked about how in the past you had claimed to be the number two most popular YouTube channel in New Hampshire. And the number one channel that you were citing at that time was WMUR, which is the big name kind of ABC News affiliate here in New Hampshire. And I went to their YouTube channel and I went to your YouTube channel. And what I noticed was that you had four times the subscriber count as their YouTube channel. Now, that's not really truly comparing apples to apples because WMUR gets most of their views on their own proprietary viewer. So when you go to their website, they have a viewer that's in their page with the story that they're showing. That's not a YouTube-based viewer. So we don't actually know how many people watch that. I suspect it's quite a few. But as far as actual YouTube subscribers, you knock them dead.
Well, now, James, are you still on? I had a question for you. Are those activists are also signed up for the Free State Project? Are they getting the heck out of there and coming here where it counts?
Well, one of them is an open carry activist. He's a friend of the Free State, so I don't know if he's actually going to become a participant. And the other one is not sure yet. They have, you know, a big family that they don't want to leave and everything.
Mm.
But I know, as I've said before, I'm moving myself. But I'm trying to create, before I do, kind of a network of liberty-minded people here before I leave.
No, be careful. Don't do anything that's going to get you nailed down there while you're there. Get out while getting's good.
Yeah, the last thing you need to do is catch criminal charges and then be on probation.
Yeah, no civil disobedience, just essentially outreach and information for people. So,
famous last words. I've heard that many times.
Oh, yeah.
For people that get charges and stuck.
So the irony is I'm actually watching on Amtrak Pass as I speak to you guys, and I wanted to bring up something that I saw, and I'm by no means an expert, but there is an activist in Ohio. My mom's ex-boyfriend, I'm still friends with him on Facebook, posted it today, and simply all he says to police officers, and there's videos of him saying it like five or six times, and it leaves them dumbfounded and walking away, is, "I don't answer questions."
I don't like that, because you're making a claim that you're going to have to back up. I guarantee you they can torture you into answering questions.
Okay, I can definitely see that. I just, there was a case recently, I guess, in Texas where somebody was picked up and they started talking to the police officers, and then halfway through when they asked him a question, he just shut up. And essentially, they claimed that the Fifth Amendment did not apply to him at that point because he never invoked his desire to claim
this. Yeah, unfortunately, there was a Supreme Court case that did determine that you need to invoke your right to remain silent, which seems pretty contradictory, but that's what they decided, so that's probably accurate.
That's all I wanted to bring up is, as far as the Fifth Amendment, the Supreme Court is now telling us that you need to invoke that before
it's true. It's crazy.
Yep, it's true.
So,
thanks,
anyway,
James.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Appreciate your call tonight.
Thanks, James.
Yep, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the final story, at least for this edition, on Amtrak, the final Amtrak. We still got a full hour of Free Talk Live to go. But the final Amtrak story of Amtrak harassment from theatlantic.com. Traveling westbound on Lakeshore Limited in 2012, I recall being woken up by either Border Patrol or a state trooper and asked for ID in Syracuse around 1 a.m. The Lakeshore Limited, he says, does not cross international borders. The story was this. The law enforcement agent, who was very polite, woke everyone up gently, one at a time, and asked if they were U.S. citizens. Almost everyone said yes, and those who said yes were left alone. I said no, as I am not a U.S. citizen, and then I was asked for ID. As it happened, I did not actually have any ID on me except for a local government employee ID issued by a New York State authority. Since I was not crossing international boundaries, I didn't carry my passport nor my USCIS permanent resident card and do not routinely carry my driver's license unless I'm driving. I think technically I was supposed to carry some form of government-issued ID while traveling on board Amtrak.
Yeah, you probably, as somebody who's a non-citizen, you're probably required to be able to identify yourself on a relatively, you know, I mean, don't you think the government would want to force everybody to identify themselves? So
yeah, but wait a minute, Mark. I mean, our friend Sam Dotson traveled on planes with no ID previously.
Yeah, that's true, but I think the government's going to have a much more difficult time requiring a citizen to show ID than they are a non-citizen. Like, nobody... Okay, there's a few classifications of people that nobody gives a damn about. Convicts, non-citizens, certainly illegal immigrants, young people oftentimes. Like, nobody wants to defend these people. It's just like, well, why in the world do I care? You're a non-citizen. You're in this country. You better carry some... You're dangerous. You could be a terrorist. You better carry some kind of documentation. You know, like, it's just the average person just doesn't care.
Well, this sounds to me very similar to the border checkpoints, the internal checkpoints and the actual border checkpoints, where they are asking people if they're U.S. citizens. And we've seen videos where people have successfully refused to answer that question and have been allowed to travel on through.
I can't imagine on a train that you're going to be able to do that.
But this is what people get when they demand more immigration control. They get people messed with who are nice people, or they get themselves messed with, or their families.
Awoken from a dead sleep to ask if you were an American citizen.
U.S. citizen.
Or for a U.S. citizen. Now, Mark, you're just speculating. You don't really know, right? Like, saying there's going to be some extra consequence here. And
yeah, you're going to be answered forever.
It's the exact same question. So, to me, they're asking the same question, the same answer, which would be to not answer and to, let's see, what's the typical approach from somebody who's at one of these checkpoints? Something like, am I free to go? Well, I guess, yeah, it would be hard to ask that question.
That's the problem, Ian. There's nowhere to go.
Right.
You see, when the cars are piling up behind you, the bureaucrat with the silly little badge and funny little uniform, that person is experiencing a certain amount of pressure to let you go because, you know, you're clogging up their work.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you're on the train, this person's got nothing to do but bother sleeping people and ask them if they're U.S. citizens, and 99% of them say yes.
Well, maybe Ridley's approach of am I obligated to answer that question?
That's the best thing to do, but you've got woke up out of dead sleep.
Or, you know, better yet, no disrespect is intended, but am I obligated to answer your question? You know what I mean? It's all about demeanor in modern day America. Demeanor trumps morality in the average American's mind. So if you're doing a terrible thing and being very nice about it, that's how that got into that article, you know, then they will like that. They will like you better than the person who's doing nothing wrong and being shrill.
I agree with you, but I think that in many cases, Americans are just simply the very fact that you refuse to answer the question is going to be several marks against your demeanor already. Like, you could be the sweetest person in the world in...
Don't try to be sweet. Just fight them. They'll respect that.
Well, that's the bureaucrats, but not the...
Non-violently, obviously. But
you're talking sort of the PR value, and I tend to agree with it.
All right, there's more on the way here. Hour number three is coming up. We got the live edition of the Memorial Day version of Free Talk Live. Continuing here in moments with Ian, Dave Ridley, and Mark. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I do have something else for Memorial Day coming up. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.